If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Well, the hard work and hectic days are behind us now. So, let's join the crowd and share with them in the fun of a true life adventure in Adventureland as it is today. As we enter the gates of this tropical settlement, we leave the everyday world far behind. For here, the atmosphere is filled with the sights and sounds typical of an isolated trading post on some hidden jungle waterway. But we'll stop and browse some other time. Right now, an explorer's launch is standing by to take us on a trip through the tropical rivers of the world. Since you're our guest today, you don't need a ticket. So just ignore the attendant at the turnstile and go right aboard. From this point on, your Adventureland ride will be exactly the same as if you were here in person.
Welcome aboard the Jungle Cruise. I'll be your skipper and guide down the rivers of adventure. You know, we always turn and take a last good look at the dock and wave goodbye because we may never see it again.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode 269. You're going to head off with us today on adventure board a canopy tramp steamer and leave civilization behind. We are going to unlock Disney's Jungle Cruise.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Bruce. That's Connie over there.
What's up?
What's going on? Yeah, we haven't done one of these unlocking the episodes for a long time.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one because it is a Disney classic, but I'm also petrified and nervous that I don't want to make any mistakes or, you know, just want to keep everything.
Mistakes are our signature.
Okay, that's
true. Roll with the punches.
That's true. We're very amateurish here.
Very much so.
But I am excited. Thank you all for joining and listening. These unlocking episodes give me even more of an escape, I think, than anything other, you know, any other episodes, just because there's so much rich history that I have to dive into. So it definitely gives me the opportunity and chance and excuse to watch a ton of old Disney videos and just so much fun.
The episodes that you unlock, the attractions that Walt had a part of, I like the most.
Yeah.
Because you get to go back and watch some videos. And if you're listening to this, go check out our YouTube channel. We'll try to incorporate some of the videos for that we're talking about, the history with Walt, into this YouTube video.
We're going to try. Make no promises, but we're going to try our best because I think it's important. A lot of things that I'm going to talk about today are from things from those videos that I did see. And it's just, again, cool because, like you said, it elevates, I think, the attraction when you know that Walt Disney had a part of it.
Yes, for sure.
So this one is really wonderful because there are two that we visit a lot, the Walt Disney World version, which we're going to share, and then also the Disneyland version, which is the original. So a lot of it's going to be based on the original attraction.
Right.
But even though they're similar, they're also different in certain ways.
They're kind of different a lot of ways.
Really?
I mean, more than you would think.
Yeah.
If you've gone once or twice on each one,
yeah,
they're not that different. But when you really start going on them, you notice the differences a little bit more.
Like you pay more attention and you try to pick up what's different and what's not. And then at the end, we've got to do a would you rather.
I mean, I definitely don't pay attention.
That's true.
But I would do would you rather. Yeah, let's do that.
Let me ask you, there's a lot of jokes that happen on the boat. Do you feel comfortable sitting next to the skipper? Like, do you feel like
no.
You... Oh.
No. I'm out.
You're out.
I want to sit as far away from the skipper as possible.
Because you don't want to be like involved in any of the puns, right? Like not, I've never really seen them involve guests, but at least in our experience, but I feel like that can be a possibility maybe in the future. Or
people like me don't want to be involved in any puns, let alone puns on the skipping on the Jungle Cruise.
I see you kind of like turn your head a lot.
I definitely don't make eye contact.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I definitely try to just look outside and talk to the kids and hide, because I don't want to be part of any, I don't want to be the focus of any attention on the Jungle Cruise. There's people like you who want to be.
Totally.
And then there's people like me who don't.
I literally put both arms up in the air whenever like there's a joke. I try to clap and make
Should make two Jungle Cruises. One for people who want to be part of it, and then one for people who the skipper doesn't even talk. He just looks straight ahead, plays, hits a button, and it like automatically plays, and we just get to observe.
I like that. Yeah, so kind of old school Disney. We're actually going to talk about that today, because we're going to go back in time.
Hold on. By the way, I want to say thank you. So we did a couple, we reference movies often on this podcast.
In movie life. Quotes. Yeah. It like pretty much in our daily routines.
Right. Constantly. And we always, and we never really understand if anybody else understands the reference for that movie.
Yeah.
So we did a reference. I don't know if it was last week's show or the week before that, where we said he's fast and she's weird.
Totally us.
And I said, hey, first person to email us with who or what that reference was about gets a free t-shirt. We got like 82 emails.
Thank you, you guys, first of all. Like, I know we didn't even get a chance to even respond to all the emails, but we did get them because we wanted to make sure that whoever emailed us got a chance to to win. Right?
Two things.
Two.
We got a lot of emails, so obviously a lot of people understood that reference. I wonder if you understand
which
that.
Which is awesome.
I wonder if you understand that reference.
Okay. Wait. What?
I understood that reference.
Oh, that's another one?
That's another one.
You're throwing it
not
in
a t-shirt winner for that one, though. Oh. That's just another reference.
Okay.
But Emily Separito was the first person to email us with the where that reference came from.
Another cool name, and I'm happy that you tried and here's pronouncing
where
it.
Here's where the reference came from, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
In Marvel's Avengers, they were coming off the ship in Age of Ultron, and Captain America is talking to one of the people, and she describes them as what their abilities are, the twins.
Mm-hmm.
And she describes like very technically what their powers are. And Captain America is like, I don't understand. And she's like, he's fast and she's weird.
Yeah.
Basically sums it up in one little quote there.
I really feel like I can relate to that.
Yeah. We should get two shirts. As he's fast and she's weird.
It's absolutely our relationship.
Yeah.
And our total personalities.
So that's where that reference came from?
Yeah. Speaking of that, I'm actually, our personalities here, I love your green Tonga Time t-shirt that you're wearing. It's very, since we are going to be on YouTube with this episode, yeah. I kind of feel sad because I should have dressed for the occasion. Like I should have worn something tropical-y.
I didn't even think about that.
You look really tropical. Jungle like
Cruise
I should.
Green.
Can I go change real quick?
No.
Okay. All right. So Disney actually has it described. You know I love to read. So I'm going to start with the way that Disney describes it. And then we'll talk about history.
Great.
Okay. So it describes it as, for those of you that have not yet had the opportunity to ride this attraction, it's very fun. It says, head off to adventure, board a canopied tramp steamer, and leave civilization behind on a tongue-in-cheek journey through the globe's most treacherous rivers and oldest gags. Highlights of your unforgettable adventure include the Mekong River, explore an age-old shrine home to baboons, cobras, and crocodiles. The African Congo, cruise past a camp overrun by explosively curious gorillas. The Nile River, behold bathing elephants, angry hippos, and hungry lions guarding a sleeping zebra. The Amazon in South Africa, a canopy of green trees opens up to a native shrine. A mammoth anaconda, I can't say that, and ravenous piranha. Throughout your voyage, you'll enjoy live narration from your brave and trusty skipper. It's always hilarious. 10,000-mile journey you won't soon forget.
All right, can we double your done reading?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, thank you.
Can I take a breath?
Yes.
That's a lot.
I understood that reference.
But it's funny because it is like they explain all the rivers that you're going through. And I think that is part of the attraction that maybe I didn't really even understand until recently, because there's actually different sections and different rivers of the world that you're exploring. I think that by knowing that ahead of time and understanding, then it kind of makes each area more fun.
Yeah. Well, there was one thing that our daughter actually said to me. She's like, Dad, we're on the cruise
Which
last
one?
Time.
Our youngest?
The youngest.
Okay. She's always the ham. That's why I asked.
No, well, she's fascinated with these videos on YouTube about like the history of attractions. So every time we go on attractions, she's kind of sharing facts with me.
Yeah.
And did you know that they tint the color of the water so that way you can't see the track or the animatronics in the water?
That is fascinating.
She told me that. She's like, Dad, guess what?
Guess what?
The water's not really dirty. I mean, it's probably dirty, she said, but it's really just tinted.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, they tinted so you can't see the stuff that's going on under the water.
Yeah. That is pretty amazing. Yeah. I actually, number one, I think it's really cool that she seems to be the one that doesn't love to, I would say, broadcast the fact that you and I have a podcast and a show. Like,
you mean she doesn't want to broadcast it by she hides it?
She literally hides it. Like, yeah. She asks us for an unlocking. No, she wants a Tonga t-shirt.
No, snack goals.
Snack goals, yeah. But doesn't want Unlocking the Magic on. Typical kids. But I think it's really fascinating that more and more lately, I mean, she definitely has more time on her hands, but it's awesome because she's doing things that she's always been curious about. And yeah. That is one of them, like the history and then secrets. Like, that is really interesting. I read that it's about 5 feet deep, the water.
I think there's a little bit deeper areas where the animatronics are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And there's a lot of good YouTube videos out there.
It is like a muddy, dark river. Like that is...
I mean, it looks perfect. It's perfect setting. They make the river tinted, obviously, so you can't see what's happening because they don't want to reveal the show. But they do a great job of making it feel like that really is the Nile River or one of those rivers that you'd go through in the jungle.
Exactly. So backing it to the history. So Back it up. So the history of the Disneyland cruise, it's a classic cruise, and the original Jungle Cruise opened in Disneyland on July 17th, 1955. And the significance of that it was actually opened on opening day of the park.
Fascinating.
So it's an opening day attraction. I think that is what makes it even more cool, is that it's truly a Disney classic.
Yeah, it's one of the originals. It's one of the attractions that Walt himself envisioned and worked on.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not worked on. He had people work on it, but he was the idea guy behind it.
The idea guy. He worked on it, you know? I mean, the attraction is based on Disney's award-winning True Life adventure film. So Disney was doing these adventure True Life films.
There was no Jungle Cruise movie, though, right?
No.
I think the one that's coming out, the first movie based on this attraction, like the movie is. Not like a nature movie, but
right.
A Jungle Cruise movie.
Right. Oh. Yes. I actually been binge watching a lot of these True Life adventure films. They're fascinating. And they really are just so fun to watch. It's like a lighthearted escape.
Are they animals?
Yeah. And it's adorable. And I feel like at first I'm like, oh, I don't know. I want, you know, actors and I want, you know.
Like, it's like the ones they show now in movies, like the Penguin movie or.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you never really want to go see it in the beginning, but then you see it, you're like, that was pretty good.
It's like you walk out smiling, or you're finished with these movies at home with a smile on your face. So. When it originally opened, though, which is really interesting and fascinating, the attraction actually, because I know you mentioned earlier you wanted a two-way version.
Yes.
An extrovert and introvert. I think this is the introvert version that you would have loved. So back when it opened in 1955, it actually had a more educational tone to the attraction. So it was almost like Living with the Land.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
You know, like.
So Living with the Land has no boat driver.
Well, what I mean is, like, you know how Living with the Land is like is educational.
So did the boat driver actually give you education like live, or did he just play a button?
No, it was spoken.
Oh.
But it was much more.
So kind of like the safari ride in Animal Kingdom.
Which, yes, the safari attraction now.
That's exactly what I want.
You want.
I want education.
You want education?
I don't know if I want education.
But you want to know you're learning. No, you don't want to know you're learning, but you want to be learning.
Exactly. You can make it funny. Just don't make it funny looking at me.
1,000%. So there's a video clip that I'm going to try to share on the YouTube channel.
We will. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But it's really cool because it takes you into the attraction back what it was in the past. And Walt Disney described it as a true life adventure in Adventureland, as it is today, a tropical settlement, and leave the everyday world far behind. The atmosphere is filled with sights and sounds typical of an isolated trading post on some hidden jungle waterway. Trip through the tropical rivers of the world. And it's funny because nowadays I think that everyone is looking for these videos online of like ride-on attractions because we're not able to visit the parks.
Yes.
And I think Walt was the very first one to do that. Like, he basically said on the video, you don't need any ticket today. Like, come with me. You're my guest.
Yes. And he wanted to show you the attraction before it came out.
Yeah. And it's narrated. So in the beginning, it's Walt talking. And gosh.
So you tell me Walt invented YouTube as well?
I am telling you that Walt Disney.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Walt Disney invented YouTube ride along attraction videos. The coolest part is his soothing voice in the beginning, because he just describes the attraction. When he says leave the everyday world behind,
yeah,
you literally go into that. Like, it's almost like he snaps his fingers and then magic happens.
You're like, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, gone. I'm stress is gone. All these hidden references. But then what is really funny is not funny, but like interesting is through the video, if you make it through, it is narrated by Disney legend Thurl Ravenscroft, which, as you know, is the lead vocalist for Grim Grinning Ghosts in the Haunted Mansion. So his voice.
Are you assuming I knew that?
Well, I just wanted to throw it in there just in case, because okay. I didn't want you to like.
Feel guilty that I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that, but I'm glad you said, as you know.
As you know.
Makes me look smarter than I am.
Well, I like reminded you. I feel like you and I should both do that to each other, like every once in a while, so that, you know, we look out for one another.
That's true.
Okay. First of all, Thurl Ravenscroft, can we make names cool again? Like, how cool is like a kid named Thurl Ravenscroft?
That sounds like an English professor.
I think it's
Professor so... Thurl Ravenscroft.
Ravenscroft.
Ravenscroft. That's what I said.
I think it's, I want to bring back those old school names.
Thurl?
Thurl. Thurl Ravenscroft.
What's an old school name?
Can I rename myself? I'm sorry. I love Irving, but I think I want to be Constantina Ravenscroft.
That doesn't go.
I'm making it go.
Professor Constantina Ravenscroft.
No. There's no professor in the lead of mine. Okay, so in the early... So this was, again, if you watch this video, it's pretty fascinating because it takes you through the attraction and it's still really cool. I was watching the black and white version, which makes it even more... I just feel vintage and unique. And with Thurl narrating it, it's like he has this also very soothing voice that you just, it's almost like hypnotizing when he speaks. So you're watching this video. What the cutest thing is, you see all these people on the Jungle Cruise. And back then, they really dressed up fancy. So they're all in like their outfits on the Jungle Cruise. And it's just like, it really looks dramatic because you're like, oh, these poor people, like, where are they going? And at one point there was a little girl and she was seated next to her parents and she couldn't have been more than maybe six years old. And she had, at one point, she put her head in between her lap because she was scared of the animals.
I bet you back then, too, like when this attraction first came out, I bet you, like, we've seen it all now.
Right.
We've seen tons of, you know, animation. We've seen tons of technology, virtual reality. Back then, like, this was all like, wow.
Yeah.
Think of how, what they had for, you know, television or radio back then, or what they used for entertainment. This was definitely like state of the art, and they've probably never seen anything like it.
Well, that's what I'm right. Like
we go on the Jungle Cruise now, and we're like, that's okay.
Well, it's still entertaining, but right. You're just like, the auto animatronic part of it isn't like, it's super cool, and I still love it, but it's right. Not like mind boggling,
right.
Fascinating. How did they do
like
that?
Like Flight of Passage.
Right. So you're like seeing these videos, these vintage videos of these little children, and they're like, literally, like I said, parents are in their outfits. Like, it looks like they're being. God, like, they're never coming back.
Right. Like, well, that's what makes this attraction unique. Like, if you like, Flight of Passage is great technology wise, but the attraction itself, other than the queue, you're basically just sitting on there looking at a screen.
Right.
This one brings you through on a journey through the rivers and to show you the different areas, which makes it completely different.
Okay, so now in the early 1960s, Walt Disney introduced more drama and asked animator Mark Davis to sketch some humorous gags. It says, over the years, more wildlife and new wisecracks were added. Maybe more for the extroverts.
Yeah, definitely not for me.
These updates, along with our talented skippers, make for some fun surprises on every trip down the river.
It does make the attraction. The driver... Or the captain. What do they call it?
Skipper.
Skipper does make or break the attraction.
You think? I think every skipper I've had has been phenomenal.
I do too. But I think there's some that are better than others, just like okay. With everything.
Fine.
And if you get a really good one, it mm-hmm. makes you chuckle and can think quick off their feet, like the one we had in Disneyland when our boat broke down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't miss a beat.
No.
Like, we were sitting there for 10 minutes, and he was still, like, giving us jokes, telling us stories. Like, you would have never known that our boat was stuck for 10 minutes with that skipper.
Do they have somebody, like, in their ear? Like, I was fascinated by that fact.
You like, think they're like...
Help. I'd be like, SOS.
He, like, takes his lapel. Oh, no. The boat broke down. Quick. Shoot me some facts. Real quick.
I would need that.
Like the Secret Service?
Yes.
Please, our boat just broke down. Do me a favor. Give me some info right now, real quick. I need to occupy these people for 10 minutes.
He didn't miss a beat. No. Like, it had to be. There's some sorcery happening.
They're in the background. Okay, here you go. Here's what you tell them.
Is there a job just for that? Like, yeah. You could be the guy in the chair?
I just messed up our show notes, by the way.
There's another reference, a guy in the chair. That would be a dream.
I want to be the guy in the chair.
You would be epic at it. I feel like you're quick on your feet and would be able.
I would be the best guy in the chair because I don't want to be the guy on the boat.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. There's another video in 1959 with Kodak commercial with Ed Sullivan, who is a famous journalist. He had the Ed Sullivan Show. And he was describing the Kodak camera. And it says, fun is more fun when you capture it in movies. That was like the tagline.
Was that sponsored by Kodak?
I don't know if the attraction, I don't know what the attraction, if it was sponsored at all. But I thought it was funny how they had a whole commercial and he's riding through. Must have been, I should probably know that since we're doing unlocking, but whatever. That I thought was really funny and cool because it shows him on the boat and he's like these wild adventures. And then it shows like if you're ever in, I'm paraphrasing here, but like it was a moment where he was being almost attacked by the hippo.
Yes.
And he captured it on film. So he was highlighting the fact that this innovative new camera could capture all these moments, whether you're going through the dark or the bright areas of the rivers.
You can just put your phone on and watch it.
That's also true.
You don't need to record it.
Wait, I know.
Attractions must have been so great back then. There was nobody holding up cell phones in front of you or using flash when they're not supposed to.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Enjoy the attraction. Be in the moment.
There's another cool part of the history of the attraction about the landscaping and the horticulture of the Jungle Cruise.
I did read this, but I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Because that's your job.
Oh, I thought you meant like you didn't want me to talk about
it. No, you can talk about it.
And why is that?
You're better at it.
Okay. This one talks about, and the full post is actually on the Disney Parks blog written by Erin Glover. And she talks about how since Disneyland Park opened, the Jungle Cruise has been one of the most popular attraction. As you cruise through the rivers of the world, you're surrounded by not only fascinating animal life, but lush jungle of exotic trees, plants, and flowers. A unique ecosystem that has its own storied past. When building the Jungle Cruise, Walt Disney turned to... Why are you making that face?
I was just looking at the camera smiling.
Walt Disney turned to Imagineer horticulturist Bill Evans to create the landscape. Rather than create a true-to-life jungle, though, Bill's goal was to develop a Hollywood jungle.
Because they had no money.
It's just a mixture of exotic plants and trees that would give the feeling of traveling through exciting and uncharted territories. To create this Hollywood jungle here in Anaheim, Bill developed some techniques like smuggling plant seed inside the cuffs of his socks and planting orange trees upside down to resemble mangroves.
How do you plant the orange tree upside down?
I don't know, but that is fascinating to me.
I know doing some reading about this and watching some videos.
I knew it. You read.
I did.
Okay.
Two sentences. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any money, and that's why they had to get creative with the plants and repurpose the plants that they had on property. They even went around like purchasing palm trees from people who didn't want them on their property anymore.
Stop.
Yeah, because like when they were building Disneyland and putting all this, all these attractions in place, like they didn't have money.
Yeah.
Like they were way over budget and they had to be as creative as they possibly could to make it look the way it does.
That is so impressive.
We were on the Jungle Cruise in Disneyland last time and somebody asked, are these plants real? And the skipper was like, yeah, they're all real. Like some of these have been around since the original attraction was here.
The bamboo is what makes, like it's so tall and beautiful that it literally makes you feel like you're in another part of the world.
Yeah.
But that is fascinating that they were able to do any of that with the money that they were running out of.
I mean, they just went over budget so much that they didn't have a lot of money at all.
Bill also worked with the site's existing horticulture when designing the Jungle Cruise. Originally planned for the east side of Disneyland Park, where Tomorrowland would be built, Adventureland was moved to the west side of Main Street to incorporate the large eucalyptus trees planted there by the orange farmers who previously owned the land. So that's interesting. Adventureland was going to be where Tomorrowland was, but they had to move it because they wanted to maybe save money, like you said, and incorporate you know, that part of the land.
Interesting.
Planted to function as a windbreak for the orange groves, these trees made the perfect visual barrier. So those are the eucalyptus trees that we talked about, hiding all the mysteries that lay within the Jungle Cruise. That's interesting.
They do a good job of incorporating you and immersing you when you're on the boat itself. You don't really see anything else.
Yeah. It says, through the years, the tall trees engulfing the Jungle Cruise has created a lush canopy that regulates the temperature inside the Hollywood jungle, allowing plants that you won't find anywhere else in Southern California to thrive right there in Disneyland Park. That's so cool.
All right, that's enough reading.
I'm not reading anymore. Right. I'm just fascinated with the fact that they thought of so many things to make this attraction really feel immersive. Like, there was no... I know that, like you said, they were over budget in a lot of ways, but there was really no expense spared when they were building this attraction and making it feel like it is today. There's actually a quote in Marty Sklar's book from another Disney legend, I forget who, but basically saying, like, that is why this attraction, along with, like, the Tiki Room, is still able to entertain thousands of people when they enter, because it they didn't stop when they were trying to build this.
Yeah, you can't. Like, that's the one thing Walt did want, was he didn't want to, and that's why he's Walt Disney.
Right.
Right? Like, he didn't cut corners. Yeah. He cut corners, but he didn't cut corners because he had to cheapen out.
Right.
He cut corners because he wanted to creatively come up with a different solution.
So, five things we love about the Jungle Cruise. Let's talk about that. So, right. Our family really loves this attraction, and we love going on. I know that there are differences between the Disneyland and Walt Disney World Virgin, but, and also maybe we'll end it with a Would You Rather.
You get super excited.
I am really excited. But five things, if you had to share.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Go. Cool.
You can say yours if you want.
Go for it.
Number one, the skippers. So they really are, I feel, essential to this boat ride. And if you don't agree, you're in denial.
I'm out. I'm leaving the podcast right now.
That was my only pun. I've been waiting all this time to say it.
I didn't even read that on the sheet. Oh, my.
I'm sorry. That was it. No more puns. But honestly speaking, we've had some really talented skippers on. And I know you said earlier, like, it depends on who you get. But honestly speaking, they're all amazing. Yes, maybe one or two are maybe a step a level above others. But no matter when we've ever rode this attraction, we've always been laughing, giggle. And we've heard these puns probably 1,000 times.
Yeah, lots of times. And it's still funny every time.
Still funny. So that's my number one thing I love about the Jungle Cruise.
The skippers themselves?
Yes. Do you agree?
I do. Okay. I mean, I love the puns. They are funny. There are some, and there's some that they deliver in a different fashion that make me forget the ones that I've already heard.
Yeah.
And you just give it a different chuckle. And I love watching the people's faces who have never been on the attraction before.
Yes.
You can always tell who hasn't been on the Jungle Cruise before, or if it's their first time, because of how they react to the ones that you know are coming that are going to be pretty funny, how they react to it.
Wait, how come they don't have I Conquered the Jungle Cruise hat?
I don't know. They should after our last visit.
We should.
They should now that one boat sank.
Wait, it's been a couple times, I think, that there's been issues. But yeah,
Let's create that shirt.
We conquered the Jungle Cruise.
I love the Jungle Cruise. Please don't look at me.
That's your shirt.
That's my shirt.
Okay, number two, my favorite thing I love about the Jungle Cruise is the hilarious names of the boats.
Conga Connie?
Conga Connie. I mean, when I saw that, I never actually quite paid that much attention to the names of the boats. Until
I didn't either, until someone said, did you go on Conga Connie?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, it all came full circle to me. Like, the fact that they have these hilarious names of the boats, and yes, if we get Conga Connie, good luck to those passengers, because I'm so excited and happy that
The kids love when we get Conga Connie, because they love, like, all your enthusiasm in front of them.
I cannot be contained, ever. It's just so much fun. I love making friends on that ride. Okay, number three.
You do sit close to people, too, so. Not me. I choose the middle between our family, but most people sit near people.
I do notice, like, you sit a little bit bigger than you are, too. Like, I notice, like, you're kind of wide when you sit there, on purpose.
I don't want to move all the way into all available space.
Okay.
Like, that's my next shirt. No, I'm not moving or filling in all the available space.
You, like, sit with your legs kind of wide, like, open, your shoulders.
I'm going to get a whole line of shirts for introverts.
You are.
That's my clothing line.
So for introverts, this is section, and then for extroverts,
yep,
the weird section.
Exactly.
Got
like, it. Like, number one, sure. I conquered the Jungle Cruise. Please don't look at me.
Yes.
No, I won't fill in all the available space. Thank you very much for asking.
Thank you. That's polite.
Yeah, that's, nice, right?
You know, yeah, you throw in, you know, thank you and for asking and, yeah, you know, okay. Number three, the temples portion, which is only in the Walt Disney World version. It's the indoor part of the attraction in the Jungle Cruise. And it reminds me very much of Indiana Jones. What do you think about that part?
Love it.
It's a spooky little immersive or really immersive portion of the attraction. And the fact that it goes indoors a little bit, like, just, it's unexpected.
Yeah.
And I still, every time we ride, I still get excited when that part happens. Because, you know, I love I love Indiana Jones, and I love that whole temple feeling.
Did you say in Disneyland or Disney World?
This is in Disney World.
So the Indiana Jones is right next to the one in Disneyland. So you love that whole adventure land area.
Right. So it's definitely right. Even though you don't get the indoor part of it in Disneyland, at least you get the Indiana Jones attraction next to it. So it's kind of full circle. You also have like the tree there, Tarzan tree in Disneyland. So it definitely is very immersive from the start. But number three, it had to be the temple. And again, that's in the Walt Disney World version, which makes it feel a little bit longer of an attraction too, because you have, again, like, you go indoors and it's spooky. Number four, I know I'm going through all mine and you're not really seeing any.
I'm with you.
Okay. If you have any to add that I didn't mention, be sure to interrupt
me. I will.
Okay. Number four, the gators in the rivers. I don't know why, but I still always get super scared when they pop up.
I always think I'm going to get squirted by the elephant.
That's also true. Why do we always duck?
I don't know. I've been on the ride 1,000 times. I still duck every time.
We haven't. Do you ever get wet?
No.
I think like maybe a sprinkle, but it's not really.
I don't get wet.
Or like when you go past the waterfall.
Yeah, you get a little spray.
Yeah. It's a little chilly if you happen to go on a cool night, which makes it a little uncomfortable, but you don't get wet.
We've done that before.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh.
I don't suggest that. Or wear a sweatshirt with a hood.
Yeah. But the gators, something as simple as the gators, the fact that they have these animatronic, which I think they are, maybe they're real, I don't know, gators that pop up.
Yes.
Like they're done in a fashion where they truly look so lifelike that I still always jump up off my seat a little bit. I know it's silly, but it's what I love about the attraction. And then lastly, my number five, I can't talk about the Jungle Cruise without the fascinating thing that they do during the holidays, which is the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah, that is pretty fun.
That's like one of my, I'm going to say it. I'm probably going to get a lot of backlash for this, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of overlays. But I think the Jingle Cruise is something that is a must do.
I think overlays are tough.
Yeah.
Because people like us who go a lot enjoy the overlays. Because you get to see a different version of the attraction.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for the people who don't get to go as much.
Yeah.
And maybe it's their first time, and their first time is seeing it with an overlay and not being able to see the original.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I definitely feel like and so let me just describe. So the Jungle Cruise, it's their famous script. So the whole cruise and the skippers rewrite the script to include some holiday puns. And then there's some decor, holiday decor. So for those of you that haven't done it, again, it's in the holidays and it's described as the Jungle Cruise. But I feel like they nailed it on this one. Like they, you know, give a sense of fun holiday cheer, but it doesn't necessarily take away from the attraction itself.
Yeah, it incorporates it into it.
Yeah. All right, so that was my number five. I'm not going to bore you with many more, but I want to say quickly, so for the differences between Walt Disney World and Disneyland, I couldn't find that many. I mean, I know that both are a 10,000-mile journey and both have similar scenes, but they don't necessarily follow the exact scene. Each attraction doesn't follow the scenes the exact way as you journey down the river. But the only thing, like the number one thing I found was like the queue.
Yes, the queue is much different.
In Disneyland or Disney World, do you prefer?
I don't know. I feel like I don't like the queue in any queues. I want to just get right in.
You're queued out.
But
Disneyland is tight.
The Disneyland one is very tight. But I feel like with the Disneyland one, you get to like have an overview of the people getting on the boat. Like sometimes there's that second level that's open if it's busy.
Right.
You get to kind of look down upon the people getting in the boat and observe the river more than in Disney World.
What are you observing in your mind? What's an introvert thinking about when they're in line watching everyone gather in these boats? Are you afraid?
Please back away.
Please don't
That's
stand.
What I'm thinking. Why are you getting so close to me?
And then the second difference I found was, again, the temple that's in the Walt Disney World version, which I always thought was in Disneyland. So when we were riding in Disneyland this past time, I was waiting for it.
And it didn't come.
And it didn't come. And I was like, wait, oh, it's in Disney World. So silly, Connie. So I really like the temple part of it. I think that that's part of the attraction that I absolutely enjoy.
This is one of the attractions where we went on both in Disney World and Disneyland recently. And I didn't notice too. There was nothing that really stuck out in my mind other than like Trader Sam being a little different.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, that's so much different in Disney World versus Disneyland. This is a hard one to do a would you rather on.
I don't think so. I thought the opposite. I thought this is an easy one to do a would you rather on.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I'll tell you in a second.
All right, let's get into that.
Well, let me just quickly say, in 2015, the addition of the Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Canteen Restaurant, is now across from the attraction at Magic Kingdom, which I think makes Magic Kingdom a little bit more immersive. Because in Disneyland, I feel like, along with the queue, so if you're choosing queues, right?
Yes.
And you're basing a would you rather off a queue, I'm going to say Disneyland, because I feel like they have a lot more to offer with the fact that Indiana Jones is right next door. Like, it just makes it more an immersive.
Yeah, if you think of what the attraction is, it's a riverboat journey on a river in the jungle, right?
Yeah.
The queue in Disneyland makes you feel like you're in a jungle getting on the queue, because it's like right there. It looks old and rickety.
Yes.
You're going to go right onto the boat right from there. The river starts. The one in Disneyland's kind of set back. It's hidden a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not as immersive in Adventureland as the Disneyland version is. So I think you're right. The queue in Disneyland is a little bit better.
Yeah. So if I had
It's tight.
Even though it is tight, they were a lot. Yeah. They were smaller back then, I guess. But I think
every queue in Disneyland is tight.
It's tight. But I think that if I had to solely base it on that, I would choose Disneyland. However, if I had to choose a would you rather, Walt Disney World, Magic Kingdom, or Disneyland, Jungle Cruise, my answer will always be Walt Disney World.
Why?
I got it. That temple, that spooky little scene with the snakes and the cool ruins is by far my favorite part of the attraction overall. So to me, it was easy, but I'm surprised to say it wasn't easy for you.
It's hard for me because they're pretty much the same.
Okay.
So what I go by is I'm going to Disneyland version because I'll be in Disneyland.
I mean, that's also true.
You know, Adventureland, Disneyland, go to Indiana Jones next.
Yeah.
Go on Tarzan's Treehouse.
I got to admit, Adventureland and Disneyland is definitely more immersive for sure.
Yeah, it feels like you're in the jungle as soon as you get in there.
So it is. You start to sweat and right.
I get all confused. I don't know what I'm doing.
We can't find the bath. What's up with the bathrooms in Disneyland?
Yeah, they're all hidden.
We can never find a bathroom. Okay.
That's good. They're immersive. They're hidden out of the way.
That is also true. All right. That is going to do it.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is awesome. I like this. We haven't done one of these unlocking episodes in a long time, and we finally got that done. Go check out our YouTube channel. Please do that.
Yes.
We announced the winner already of the show. Follow us on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Kingdom Strollers, for being part of this episode of the show. Guys, listen, Kingdom Strollers is a family-run business, and right now they're obviously trying to maintain employees, trying to build their company as they wait this scenario out. So next time you do go, give them a shout-out. Go to kingdomstrollers.com, support them, because they've been supporting us in this podcast for a long time, and we appreciate them.
Yes, it would really, really be helpful for all of us to stick together during this time and do as much as we can to show our support.
Yeah, go follow us on Facebook, Unlocking the Magic. And I think that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
All right, I think it was fun for me. I hope it was fun for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm just reading something from the D23. I was just pulling it up. And it talks about Walt Disney and the Jungle Cruise, and it was talking about Walt being able to talk to his viewers through a typical ride and eventually drive them through in his Nash Rambler, one of the television show's sponsors.
Excellent.
So that was something I didn't know.
All right, cool.
Didn't know. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for reading extra, Connie. We appreciate that. All right, see you guys on the next episode of the podcast. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Hey. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, we'll use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.